Happy summer solstice, plant friends. It is the longest day of the year. The sun is at the highest point in the sky, and hopefully our gardens are thriving and we are thriving alongside them. As growers of plants, it's important to understand the changing of the seasons and how the energies affect our plants, how they affect the earth, and of course, I'm going to insist we learn about how it affects ourselves as well, because plant care is self-care. So let's dive into another seasonal session with our resident green witch, Raquel. Welcome to the Growing Joy with Plants podcast, where we not only learn how to care for plants successfully, but how to simply and affordably use our plant babies to cultivate more joy in our lives by doing so. I'm Maria, former plant killer turned happy plant lady, author of Growing Joy, The Plant Lover's Guide to Cultivating Happiness, speaker, podcaster, and most importantly, your new best plant friend. On Growing Joy with Plants, you'll find conversations about houseplant care, gardening tutorials, and wellness through the lens of plants. Hello, plant friends. Welcome to Growing Joy with Plants. My name is Maria. If you're new here, I'm your new best plant friend, and I'm here to help you care for plants successfully and grow joy in your life by doing so. And if you're a returning guest, welcome back. Oh my gosh, how's your garden going? How's your house plants? Are they blooming? Are they growing so much? We're in the growing season. If you're in the Northern Hemisphere, I'm having so much fun. I'm growing so many new varieties of house plants, which has really been fun. But also, if you've been following on social media, you know we've done a massive garden glow up on my balcony. So follow along if you are interested in seeing how that goes. And also, plant friends, if you are inspired after this episode, I have a summer solstice meditation on YouTube where we root into the solstice energies and do a little visual guided meditation. Raquel also does a gorgeous meditation at the end of this episode. She's so magical. But yeah, on YouTube, we have so many amazing videos. Flower crown workshops, how to water your houseplant tutorials, Kokodama tutorials, there's plant care tutorials, there's plant craft tutorials, there's some wellness stuff. So please go check out YouTube if you're also a visual learner. And if not, just keep subscribed to this podcast because we have weekly episodes coming to you for free with incredible plant care education. And I'm so excited to bring you another session of this mini series that we're doing on the podcast this year with Raquel from Our Infinite Nature. We're calling it the seasonal sessions because we've done the spring equinox. We're doing the summer solstice. We'll do the autumnal equinox and the winter solstice. And these episodes are all about helping us understand the seasons and the energies associated with them and what the changing of the seasons means for our plants that we tend to, for the earth and for ourselves. I think if you care for plants, you are naturally going to become more and more invested in learning about the earth. And the more you care for plants, the more you learn that they are living things and they have feelings and they go through seasons. And I also think experiencing the changing of the seasons in our gardens, on our land, and our property is a wonderful way to also remember that we have seasons ourselves, right? Sometimes I feel like society, especially in the United States, but really around the world, encourages us to kind of be in this eternal spring, summer, hustle, work, 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 work. But that's not how we're designed, plant friends. And so these seasonal sessions are designed to just allow you to sit back, kind of receive the information and reflect on how it applies to you. And whatever season you're in, you're doing great. You're right on time. And I'd love to hear about it. Also, if this episode or any other episodes you've been listening to have moved you, it would mean so much to me if you took 1 second to send it to one of your plant friends or send it to someone you think who would like it. You guys are the greatest way that our show grows because your word of mouth is incredible. And the more people listening to the show means the more people are using plants to live a happier life. And that just gives me goosebumps all over my body. So anyway, without further ado, here's Raquel of Our Infinite Nature. You need to be following her on Instagram. She's our resident green witch. You might have heard her on the How to Be a Green Witch episode, on Using Plants to Cultivate Your Intuition episode, on the Spring Equinox episode. She's a dear friend of mine, and I hope you love this conversation as much as I did. Hi, Raquel. Welcome back. Welcome back, our resident green witch.
So happy to be here. I love spending time with you. Summer. Any excuse.
Happy summer. I feel like we've all been waiting for summer, right? Summer solstice. I feel like, especially as a gardener, it's like you wait 6 months to get into this moment where our plants have taken off. We've taken off. It's those lazy summer evenings with your flowers blowing in the wind and If you're me, you're, you know, having a drink on your balcony, watching the bats fly around. But it's summer. What does summer mean to you?
Summer means a lot of different things to me, especially as a mom. But when I think about it from the perspective of Earth, summer is about just gung-ho growth, right? Like, it's just this energy of creation, productivity, growth, growth, growth. It is, as I wrote in my notes, it's the yangiest of yang seasons.
Yeah, totally. I love that.
So when I feel into summer, there's really this sensation of joy, of action, of playfulness, but it's also tempered by like work a little bit. I know it as a mom, sometimes it feels the opposite because the kids are on summer break, but like there's this energy also of like hard work. The days are longer. We got stuff to do. If we're gardening, there's a lot of harvesting, a lot of pruning at times, a lot of weeding.
Yeah, you're in your garden
as well. Yeah. So there's this element of like activity to it. And I think most of us, when we pair this activity with the heat of summer as well, we can often sometimes feel this desire to kind of like cool off a little, which we'll talk a little bit more about the finding the balance. But for me, summer is really this energy of like, let's do the things. Let's grow. Let's harvest. Let's act. Let's act. Let's act. Let's do.
Feels very Aries.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Aries is that cardinal fire sign. And summer, when we represent it with the elements, it is the element of fire.
Yeah. I feel like I have such a complicated relationship with the sun, obviously, because of my melanoma. And I'm scared of it now. But it is interesting that, yes, we get energy from our gardens. Yes, we get energy from the growth in our gardens. And yes, we're inspired by the growth in our gardens, but really all of that is coming from the sun because the extended daytime, the extended volume of light available to our plants is what's giving our plants the energy and food that they need to grow. So I love looking at summer through that lens of the sun and the energy that it can give you. And it's like, yeah, we've planted the seeds, we've planted the bulbs, and now it's time to just like unapologetically grow.
Exactly. It's just productivity, growth, growth, growth. And I love what you said before about the sun helping things grow. Because when I do morning practices where I like thank all the elements and call them upon me. And for me, when I think fire and I think the sun, I actually say thank you for the fire that helps things grow. Because to me, that is what the sun is. It's a fire that helps things grow, at least on this planet. It helps us grow. It helps the plants grow. It helps us grow. It illuminates, it warms, it detoxifies in so many ways. But of course, yeah, we have to also protect ourselves from the power of the sun, the power of the fire, because it can get too hot. And that's something we're going to talk about also when we talk about summer.
Yeah. Well, let's dive into that.
Yeah. The elements of fire itself, right?
What can too much sun do? Yeah.
Well, let's think about a wildfire, for example. Okay. So wildfires are natural. They occur in nature. Of course, right now, when we're talking about wildfires that occur, we're also talking a little bit about climate change because the severity or how sometimes they start, it can due to human action. But when we think about wildfires as a natural phenomenon that exists, lightning strikes a tree, the tree has been dry, the tree bursts into flame, all of a sudden that whole forest is engulfed in flame. We might look at that at first and be like, destruction, destruction, death, bad, as the human mind likes to do, right? But at the other end of that burning wildfire is restored soil, ash that feeds the earth. Some plants that have seeds that won't even actually germinate until fire touches them because fire was such a natural part of their ecosystem. For example, eucalyptus in Australia is a very good example of that. So we look at fire as destruction, but in the natural ecosystem, fire actually creates more creation. It creates more life. It creates, often what it does is it burns down overgrowth that has led to overuse of resources, whether that's the overuse of the sun coming in or the water in the soil or the nutrients in the soil. The fire comes in, wipes it all out. The ash returns nutrients back to the soil. Little green things start to emerge again in this rich soil now, and the cycle starts again. So even in the element of fire, and this is true with all of the elements, any of the elements when out of balance can create destruction, right? Like a windstorm, hurricanes, floods with water, landslides, earthquakes with Earth, all of them out of balance can create destruction. And what nature is always wanting is to create a balance. It's always seeking homeostasis. And when we even think about the seasons in themselves are creating a balance on the whole planet. And so in some ways, when we have summer, it's to create a balance with winter. You know, if winter is like that deep, dark, cold water element, and then we have to have summer, and winter is like dormancy, depending on where you are. You know, some places grow all year round, of course. But when we think of it just as the seasons thematically, you know, winter is that dormancy, and then summer is that growth.
When we talked about the spring equinox, we talked a lot about like the spring is about taking action, taking that first step. So what's the difference in energy between that action of the first step versus the action and the fire of the summer?
Yes. What a beautiful question. In some ways, I think that is the difference between, like, if you think about astrology, the zodiac signs, like cardinal energy, which is like the starting energy versus fixed energy or mutable, changeable energy. So spring is that cardinal energy of inception, of beginning, the start of something. Summer is the maintaining it, keeping it going. It's more of that fixed energy of like, we're just going to take this energy and keep it going and keep it ramping. And it's like the maintenance of it. And then as we head into autumn, we're kind of heading into that liminal space of a transition again. So when I think about like solstices versus equinoxes, you know, the equinox is kind of like this more, they're all about seasons and transitions and balance, all four of them. Equinoxes are really about the equal balance of our life, and like these liminal phases create that balance in a lot of ways. And then the solstices are reminders that even when we have all of our attention in this one area, like all of our attention is now in growth. And when we think about summer solstice, it actually is the longest day and shortest night of the year for those of us on the Northern Hemisphere. And of course, for those on the Southern Hemisphere, it's switched, but we're Northern Hemisphere people, so that's what I'm going to speak to. So summer solstice is that longest day, shortest night, right? Like the most light and the least amount of darkness. But it's also a reminder for us that at this point, at this culminating point, it's also a welcoming and an invitation for the darkness, for the night to begin to grow. So you know how in the yin-yang symbol, there's a circle and it's like divided kind of in half with the black and white. But even within the white wave of that circle, there's like a little black circle within it. And even within the black wave, there's that little white circle. Because truly, the darkness and the light are not in opposition to each other. It's all part of the same thing. So the solstices remind us that even as we're celebrating, whether it's the longest day in summer solstice or the longest night in winter solstice, that culmination of that one energy is an invitation for the other energy to come back again. It's an invitation for the balance again.
It's like a tipping point.
Mm-hmm. So the solstices are, I love what you just said, the tipping points. That's what the solstices are. And the equinoxes are like this recognition of the balance between it all and how having the seasons creates that balance.
Yeah. So on the summer solstice, what do we celebrate? Do we celebrate the growth or do we celebrate the tipping into the slowing down and the days getting shorter and that, you know?
Why not both, right? Does it have to be either or? I think we can have certain days where we're totally feeling the celebration of that growth. And then we have certain moments where we're like, that was a lot. I kind of just want to chill by the pool, right? Like, you know, I also want to cool myself down a little bit, right? So I think why not celebrate both? Both are worth celebrating.
It's interesting because with summer, you do think of crazy activities and being outside and running around and grow, grow, grow. And then you also think of the dichotomy of this concept of like a lazy summer evening and like stuff slowing down and that tipping point. And in the garden, when you were saying the energy between cardinal spring and then a more maintenance summer, this is the time of year when we're up in the morning and we're in our gardens and we're weeding and we're doing so many garden chores. And there's just like this limitless list of things that needs to get done in the garden. And you might have the day where you're like, I think I'm done. You know, I feel like there's a million memes of like, you know, the end of the summer where you're like, we're not weeding anymore. Like we're done with weeding. Whatever weeds are still here wins and like no more weeds, you know? I do think that is very interesting of just kind of being able to kind of celebrate both and allowing for both. So in the earth, we're shifting from this cardinal first step into the many steps that follow. What's happening in the stars? What's going on astrologically these days? The summer brings tons of opportunities to give gifts, whether it's for weddings, graduations, showers, anniversaries, holidays, and what better gift to give someone you love than a personalized Wind River wind chime? Plus, you don't need to leave your house to shop for one. Wind River chimes will deliver the most magical, most thoughtful, and personalized gift straight to the door of your beloveds, because when you use the code GROWINGJOY at checkout, you get a free engraving on any engravable wind chime, so you can personalize it for your loved one with a special saying, a memorable date, or a name. For over 35 years, Wind River Chimes has been passionately pursuing harmony by delivering wind chimes that help create a peaceful, soothing, and restful environment. And now that we are in the swing of gardening season, enjoy the perfect gardening weather with the perfectly calming and inspiring sound of Wind River Chimes. Every night in the summer, I sit on my balcony garden with a drink, just listening to the chimes in the wind, looking at the stars. It's a freaking dream, and it makes an amazing gift for yourself or for someone else. So all you have to do is to go to windriverchimes.com and use code GROWINGJOY at checkout to get a free engraving on any engravable wind chime. They have options of colors and sounds. You can just go on the website and click through and listen to all the beautiful sounds. It's so relaxing. Get it engraved with that personalized name or anniversary date or special message. Head to windriverchimes.com to listen to all of the melodious options and use code GROWINGJOY for a free engraving. I just got home from 10 days of traveling, and my freshly installed garden is thriving, plant friends. No wilted plants. My tender seedlings that I planted before I left 10 days ago have doubled, if not tripled, in size. And no, I did not hire a plant sitter. No, I did not install fancy irrigation on a timer that's connected to my hose. I just use the Crescent Garden self-watering planters. They babysat my plants while I was away, and my plants are so happy. I am so excited about this. So if you don't know, the Crescent Garden True Drop self-watering planters have completely taken my stress away. They've been a part of this massive balcony garden glow up that I've done. I hope you've checked it out on social media. Last summer, I grew in grow bags, and I would leave for a long weekend, maybe 3 days, and I would have so much stress about my tomatoes and basil. I would have to ask a neighbor to come water the plants because, you know, those types of plants can be summer divas, and you don't want to come home to wilted plants or dead plants, right? This time, I left for 10 days, and I didn't break a sweat because I knew that these self-watering Crescent Garden True Drop planters were going to water my plants passively while I was gone. Plus, the planters are so chic. They are such a major aesthetic upgrade from my grow bags. If you haven't seen them, check out my social media on Instagram or YouTube or TikTok for visuals. I have both the rim planters, which look like a classic terracotta pot, but they come in many colors. And then I also have the Nest elevated planter bed, which is my favorite thing in the world. It's bursting with herbs and micro dwarf tomatoes right now. We already have tomatoes setting fruit. And all these planters are outfitted with the True Drop self-watering technology. Crescent Garden planters come in a variety of shapes, sizes, and price points, and they are all made from 100% recyclable materials with a 10-year limited warranty. And plant friends, it gets better because Crescent Garden is offering you 15% off your own self-watering planters. Take your stress away with your garden and your edibles and flowers this summer. As a Growing Joy listener, you get 15% off. All you got to do is use the code GROWJOY15 at growingjoywithmaria.com/crescentgarden. So that's growingjoywithmaria.com/crescentgarden and use code GROWJOY15 at checkout for 15% off, and act fast because the offer ends soon. Thank you, Crescent Garden, for allowing me to enjoy my social life this summer and enjoy an amazing abundance of fruits, vegetables, and herbs on my balcony.
Yeah, so this year, summer solstice, I believe, is June 20th. It's usually around June 20th, June 21st every year, right around there. And typically, it's the start of Cancer season, the sun sign of Cancer. So It's a watery season. But what's interesting is that summer solstice typically occurs right around the Capricorn full moon. I think this year it's like the day before the Capricorn full moon. And when we have that pairing of the Cancer season with the Capricorn full moon, it's always about balancing. I mean, it's life is always about balance. But what they're wanting us to balance with that Capricorn Cancer energy is like our acceptance of self and our home self, our family self, this coziness with our ambitious side, the side that wants to achieve and do. And it's kind of what you just described, how we can even feel in summer, which is like there's all this energy of doing things. And maybe it's, yeah, you being in your garden and doing all this work in the garden. Or maybe it's even like hanging out with your friends and staying out late at night and partying more or socializing more. Maybe it's going on vacations more. Whatever it is that's kind of exerting a little bit more energy, there's also this sense of like, oh, but I also just want to kind of enjoy doing nothing. Which is more of like the Cancer. Like, I just want to enjoy what it feels like to lie on my porch and just feel like how lovely my home is and the stars above me, right? Like, that's so Cancer. And then the Capricorn's like, oh my God, your garden is growing out of, like, the weeds are going crazy. You need, tomorrow you need to get in there and cut it all down, right? So we have that paired in the stars as well. Particularly with Cancer and Capricorn, there is that kind of quintessential mother and quintessential father type energies or archetypes with it. Cancer is often known as that very motherly energy, and Capricorn is known as that very like paternal, in a good way, both of them in more of like the light sense in a paternal way. So we have that happening. There's also this, I know I feel this in the summertime as an entrepreneur and a mom, which is like trying to balance my family's needs with my work needs because the kids are home more. There's just a lot more kind of focus on family. But then also, as someone who's running their own business, there's still that side of things to do as well. So for me, summer is always a little bit of a balance of those two energies, which is very much reflected in that Cancer Capricorn energy as well, which is really interesting. And for those who are listening who maybe don't have kids, who are still feeling into that, I think sometimes with summer, and again, it depends on the work that you do. I think some of us really gear up in summer and our work gets even more intense, especially if we're in the hospitality industry. Summer can be like super busy time. But for some of us, like there's some industries that take weeks, like the first 2 weeks of July off or the entire month of, I think Europe takes like the entire month of August off, right?
Like all of August. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Which honestly to me feels like it's a way to kind of balance out the fire energy of summer itself. Like to actually give people an opportunity to take time away cools off that fire energy, which can actually be really beneficial for us in summer, especially as we know, yes, there's this energy of productivity and activity, but as our summers are also heating up, which they are, as things actually physically get hotter for us, it's going to be imperative that we create a level of homeostasis, even within our physical body, to deal with that heat, right? Which is, you know, people going to water places in the summer so they can cool off. Interesting, when I was preparing for our conversation today as well, Maria, I was thinking about, you know, the element of fire a lot when we think about summer, because it is the element that governs summer. It is the element that is paired with summer. And it made me think about just the world at large as well, because the human world right now has been in a fire imbalance for quite a while, where we are the hustler culture, the productivity for productivity's sake, like the constant growth. All of that is this fire energy that humans have ramped up and have really fixated on, but we've forgotten to create the balance, the homeostasis in it. And I think one thing that I notice as I look around the world right now is I can feel that fire imbalance. I can feel it from the planet, but I can also feel it from humanity. Our passions are inflamed. Our reactions are inflamed. We are burning each other out. That's what it feels like.
Yeah. Burned out. I mean, it's interesting that that's the term, right? Burnout is literally burned out. So if you're, you know, in the summer solstice and you're feeling a fire imbalance, how would you address that?
Yeah, I would call upon the other elements because they all want to help create a level of balance, right? So I would first and foremost feel into what's the element that wants to come forward for me to create balance. So I'm actually going to do this in real time with you because I am experiencing a little bit of burnout in my personal life. So is it okay if we just kind of like model this? Because I haven't done this inquiry for myself yet. So let's do it, okay?
Let's do it.
So whenever I go into a somatic practice where I'm asking my body to provide me information as opposed to my brain, the first thing I like to do to start that practice is ground, energetically ground. So for me, that begins with a breath. And with I exhale, I allow my roots to extend into earth, feel myself connect with the energy of earth, breathe that up with my next inhale, feel myself take that all the way up into my body. And I notice, where do I feel it stop? So I can feel it stopping at my heart space as I breathe it in. I'm not forcing, I'm not controlling. This is just awareness. And then as I exhale, when I exhale, it's with the intention for all that energy I just received to stay in my body. And it feels like an exhale, like every cell is opening to receive that earth energy. Again, breathing in, pulling in the earth energy. And as I exhale, I can feel myself come into my body, into this present moment. So from this place, I'm going to ask myself, first and foremost, let me feel my fire. Let me feel my flame. And I can feel it for me. It's kind of in the solar plexus. It's right between, it's just above my belly button, a few inches and a little bit to the left. So for me, it's kind of, for those who are watching, I can feel it right here, not in the center for me. For me, it's a little bit off to the left. Again, that's just information for me to have. So I'm just going to place my hand where I can feel that sensation in my body. And first, before I even try to make meaning or get an answer, I'm just going to ask this sensation to let me feel it more. So I can feel warmth. I can feel it spreading. So it's, before it felt like it was just under my hand, and now I can feel it spreading to take up space larger than what my hand actually is. Okay. Yeah. And as I feel it spread, I can feel the energy and attention move from my left side into the center. So now I can feel like I'm in the center, just between, kind of right between where my rib cage splits and where the belly button is. So, okay. So I'm going to be in there. I can feel the fire and I'm feeling burnt out. And so when I feel this flame in the fire and I'm feeling burnt out, what's interesting is what I feel is my face gets really hot, but my body gets really tired. So that's what I'm noticing. Thank you to my body for sharing all that information with me. Now I'm going to ask, please share with me, what is the element that wants to come through to create balance? And I ask that question and then I release the question and I'm putting all of my energy and my attention into my sit bone and into my feet. I'm actually putting a lot of my attention into my feet. So I'm not trying to strive or seek an answer. I want the answer to, yeah, there it comes. Yep. Okay. So for me, what I'm experiencing is it feels like cool, bubbling water literally coming up from the floor over my feet, as if like an underground stream just whoop. Just so for me, it's water. Water's coming in as the element for me.
You got to go to the beach this weekend. Yeah, you got to go to the beach.
Beach. And for me, when I think about the elements of water, is in terms of like an element of creativity or an element of energizing myself, it really is a resting energy. The water that's coming in for me is this reminder of like, go dark, get heavy, like let yourself float for a little bit. Go into more of that dormant energy because that's going to create and restore the energy that has been burnt out. But for some people who might be feeling that, or if I was not feeling as burnt out as I feel right now, it could have been that I felt stones come in to create like a pit around my fire to house it, to support it. Or it could have been that I felt wind that came and stoked my flame to make it get higher as opposed to being like a little ember. The wind can come in and right, like let it engulf, right? It really depends first and foremost on what is your flame feeling like. And so what I want to do at the end of our conversation is kind of guide us through a little meditation so people can kind of experience what's going on with their flame with summer season and what's asking for it as well. And I think this is important for us to talk about because with the seasons, with the yin-yang energy, with everything that's happening in nature, we are seeking balance
always. When we talk about the seasons, the equinoxes and the solstice, we're talking about the balance that creates this homeostasis, that creates this sense of fullness, of wholeness. And I'm not trying to say that if we're feeling imbalanced, we're not whole. We're always whole. Always. But when we're feeling imbalanced, we no longer have at our disposal the energies at play that will sustain us in what we're trying to do.
All right. As we are in the summer solstice, it is probably time, if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, to start fertilizing your plants. If you haven't already, you should probably start feeding them because, especially if you're growing in containers, plants, especially edible plants, need a little boost of nutrition in order to fully ripen and develop all of the delicious food that we want or bloom beautiful, gorgeous, robust flowers. So if you are in the need of fertilizers, you have to check out Espoma Organic. It is a 90-year-old family-owned and operated company dedicated to making safe indoor and outdoor gardening products for people, pets, and the planet. My whole garden is planted in Espoma's entire line of stuff, but this time of year, I am following up and feeding my plants with Espoma Organic's line of fertilizers, which they call their tones. So they were the most famous for Holly Tone, which you can use on your hydrangeas. They have a tone or a fertilizer for whatever you're growing. They have tomato tone for tomatoes. They have rose tone for roses, vegetable tone, garden tone, flower tone, bulb tone, whatever you're growing, they have a specific fertilizer tailored specifically for the plants that you're growing to help them bloom and grow and thrive. And who doesn't want that, right? Also, if you ever need to top off with compost, they have amazing compost. They have amazing potting mixes for indoor and outdoor plants, right? So if you're just a houseplant person, they also have incredible liquid indoor fertilizer. You just pour it into your watering can. I pot all of my houseplants up in their potting mix. And to top it off, they have a huge sustainability commitment with 100% solar-powered plant, zero-waste manufacturing, and eco-friendly packaging. To learn more about their indoor and outdoor products, visit Espoma.com to see where your local Espoma dealers are, or you can click the link in the show notes to go to my Amazon storefront where I've curated my favorite Espoma products for you.
You know what time it is, plant friends? It is time for my midday Equilibria greens juice break, and I am so freaking excited about it. You've probably heard me talking about it, but the Equilibria Daily Nutri-Greens is a powder you mix into water or a smoothie or whatever you want, and it contains an immune antioxidant and detox blend along with prebiotics, probiotics, and over 35 fruits and vegetables. 35 fruits and vegetables. You can never eat that many fruits and vegetables in a day. The Daily Nutri-Greens supports digestion, boosts the immune system, boosts mood and energy levels, and helps detoxify the body. But frankly, I'm just thankful it tastes so good. I mean, I'm thankful for the nutrition, but this greens juice tastes so delicious, and I look forward to it as a midday pick-me-up every day. It kind of tastes like apple juice to me. It's sweet. It's on the sweeter side, but it's smooth. It's not chalky like some other greens powders, and it also doesn't have that weird aftertaste a lot of greens powders have. I've been using greens powders to supplement my nutrition for like 8 years now on and off, so I've tried a lot of brands. Normally, I just do a scoop of the greens powder in my ice water. But lately, I've been also making smoothies for lunch with it because it's hot and I don't want to use anything hot for my lunch and I'm really busy and I don't have time to make lunch. So I whip up a smoothie. I've been blending one scoop of the greens powder in yogurt, a little protein powder, water, and whatever else is in my fridge. And it's so delicious. I'm literally drinking a smoothie with Equilibria greens right now. If you've been thinking about adding a greens powder to your life, either to fill the gap in your daily nutrition or just add a little kick to your water intake, head to myeq.com and use code BLOOM at checkout for 15% off of Equilibria's daily Nutri-Greens and so much more. That's myeq.com and use code BLOOM at checkout for 15% off site-wide today.
So I love to ask you a couple of questions about the exercise in case anyone like myself just kind of followed along with what you were doing because, well, I'd love to go through your answer was water. My answer actually when I was kind of going through that with you next to you, the visual I got was my flame is very high. I feel it in my up top. Like I'm very busy right now. I have a lot of really exciting things I'm working on. And immediately the visual was roots. Like you need to go back to the earth to root your fire. And so, you know, you mentioned someone might see stones that come out. So when we see those visuals, whether it's earth, wind, fire, water, what do you do then? Like, so your answer was water. So you are going to go drink more water. You're going to go get in the water. You're going to go be water. Like if my answer is earth Am I going to go ground, get my feet on the earth? Am I going to go, you know, if my answer is air, what do I do if my answer is air, you know?
Okay. I love this. I love this. And also, I just want to state, because for you, you're very clairvoyant. So you described what you saw, right? For some people, they might not see it. They might feel it. They might just know it, right? Like the way that our intuitive channels communicate with us can be a little different. So for those who are listening, you might hear something as opposed to see it. But I love what you just shared, because yeah, we can go physically, like, be with that element. I mean, for you, a great example is what we talked about at the start, which is you're going to plant this weekend. You're like, screw frost dates. I got to plant.
I know. I'm like, I got to get my hands in the soil. Yeah.
Which is literally rooting things into earth. Like, you are literally getting into the earth element through planting and working with the roots of these plants and then rooting yourself in that practice. For me, with the elements of water, yeah, I could go drive myself to the beach this afternoon. I'm not going to do that because I've got meetings and my kids and all that. But for me, the elements of water also means more rest. I'm taking the next month off my moon blog, for example. That is me surrendering into the element of water. That's me literally, like, trust falling into the water and being like, I'm just going to float here for a little bit.
What about air?
Yeah. Okay. Air. Great things you can do with air. I find that dancing can be really, really helpful for air to be. I mean, dancing can be great for all of these, but air is the element of thinking. Air is the element of the mind. So when we're first getting any kind of elements of air that's coming through, take note of what is the quality of my thoughts, right? Because it could be that you're actually feeling really slow in your thoughts, and perhaps you need to do some journaling to kind of, like, let them come up to the surface. Or maybe it's the thoughts are feeling really fast, really loud, and you actually need to move your body more to kind of soothe the elements of the mind, right? So dance is a great way. Other ways to work with the elements of air is definitely just getting outside, letting yourself be in a breeze. If there's one available, one of my favorite ways to work with elements of air is literally to really, truly feel the wind on my skin, like the air on my skin.
Yeah, that's simple.
It's so simple. And again, it's one of these, like, so much of our relationship with nature are simple things that we take for granted at every moment that really are real powerful for us, you know?
You want to know something funny with air is my relationship with air has completely changed since I got wind chimes.
Oh.
Because now I hear my wind chimes all day. And in the summer, particularly in the spring, summer, and fall, when my doors are open and my windows are open in my house, I have wind chimes on both sides of my house. And the wind sings to me all day. And I can't explain the effect these chimes have had on me. It's crazy, but I feel much more connected to the air element, I think. I'm just putting that two and two together with you right now, that's probably a reason why I love these wind chimes so much, is that it's literally connecting me to the element of air on a deeper level that when I'm unconnected to it.
Oh my gosh, I love that so much. And it also brought forward something that I completely forgot that's also really powerful to work with the elements of air, and that's through our own voice. Singing, toning, speaking, even just making weird sounds, right? Like, these are all ways to also work with the elements of air, because how we are moving air through the vocal cords to speak. That's literally what we're doing to make sound, is moving the air through our bodies. I know you love to sing.
Me and Frankie sing all day. Yeah.
Yeah. Giving yourself opportunities to sing or to just express from the throat is really powerful for air as well. I don't know if any of you guys have experienced this. I know I have personally, which is that when it's windy outside, often we can be like, oh, that wind, it's like, ugh. But if you ever stopped and just let yourself, like, stand into it and let the wind feel like it's literally, like, cleaning you, like blowing all the shit off you, or like blowing any dust that might be around your aura, just like right out of you, and just like stand into it and let it, that is so powerful.
I'm so into that.
Yeah. And when I was a little kid, I used to play with the wind. So when it would gust up, I'd be like, kind of like Avatar style, like, I've got the power of air, right? Like, like, throw my hands up to try and make the wind gust more. I mean, like, it's play, but that's a beautiful way.
That's so funny. I used to do that with the ocean. I used to do that. I used to pretend to be the one that brought the waves in and pushed them out. As a little kid, I would stand at the lip of the ocean and I would just pretend to push and pull the waves for like 45 minutes.
Oh my gosh, I love that. My daughter was doing that on the beach 2 weeks ago. She was literally doing just that. Yeah. She's like, look, mom. She's like, that's how we move with the energy of the water. It was so cute.
Oh. You're raising her right. Yeah, I love that. Start them young. Start them magical and start them young. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I want to do this meditation with you. But before we do that, if anybody wants to ritualize the summer solstice this week after they listen to this episode, do you have any suggestions for how to ritualize it?
Oh my gosh, there's so many ways, like so many. One of my favorite is probably one of your favorite, which is the flower crowns. I mean, you have the most beautiful flower crowns that you create. And I think you have a tutorial for it, don't you?
I do on YouTube. Yeah, we'll link it in the show notes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that is fantastic. So fun. I honestly find that some of my favorite summer rituals are cooking, like cooking from the garden, adding mint to like everything. Making longer, more luxurious, fresher meals. I personally like eating a little bit later in the day in the summertime. My husband, who is 50 going on 80, does not. So like, I call him Grandpa Simpson all the time because he's like 5:30. He's like, dinner. I'm like, this is like second lunch. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
So I actually find that ritualizing meal prep, getting really into the moment, smelling the foods, feeling that, like going outside and picking it and then just bringing it into my house and like immediately preparing it into some form of food. In the summer for me, our fig tree goes off like toward the late summer. We have so many fresh figs and we have mint growing right underneath it. And I will take a piece of bread and put a little bit of like goat cheese on there, a little honey, a little fresh figs and mint on. Oh my gosh. So
that sounds incredible.
Good. It's wow. So good. And just the fact that like I just literally just picked these things and I'm now putting them into my body. There's just the freshness, the vitality. It really feels like you're just taking even more vitality into your body. So I actually really find that ritualizing food preparation feels very summer to me.
Amazing. Oh, that's gorgeous.
But then also like anything you want to do around water too, like you have that beautiful pond where you are, Maria. I know a lot of people go to water places in the summertime, whether it's a lake or a river or the ocean, anything that you do, especially when you're immersing yourself in a natural body of water, can be ritualized. Because anytime you go into a natural body of water, it is a ritual. I mean, in some ways, everything we do is a ritual in some ways, but like truly a natural body of water. And when we submerge ourselves in there, that is a ritual in itself. So even just having that, knowing that, and having that knowledge and intent when you go to the water this summer can be really helpful.
Absolutely. Yep. I have a pond party. We have pond parties all summer long, but we do one on the summer solstice every year. And it's so everybody jumps in the water and I wear my flower crown and it's a great day.
Yes.
Okay. I want to be mindful of time. I would love for you to close us out with a meditation that you've prepared, inspired by the summer solstice, inspired by finding the balance. So I'm going to have the meditation be what closes this out. So before we do the meditation, can you tell us where everyone can find you, where everyone can get your books, your website, all of that kind of stuff? And then we'll close out on this beautiful meditation.
Wonderful. Thank you, Maria. You guys can find me at ourinfinitenature.co. That's my website. On socials, you can find me at ourinfinitenaturerachel. And that's pretty much it. That's where you can find all the things.
All the things. We'll make sure they're linked in the show notes. And now, without further ado, Raquel's magical summer solstice meditation.
All right, everyone. So just take a moment and get yourself settled where you're at. You can do this sitting or lying down. But just start off by allowing yourself to become comfortable. Taking a nice deep inhale. And as we exhale, extending our roots from our feet, from our sit bone. If we're lying down, we can extend it from our entire spine. Down from our body, down into earth. Continuing to breathe in and out as our roots continue to move into earth with grace, with ease, with absolutely no resistance and no effort on our part. And as our roots continue to extend down into earth, we're going to extend them all the way down, down, deep, 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 until they connect with that fiery core, the heartbeat. Some might call it the heart of earth herself, but that fiery core right at the center. Perhaps you can already feel some of that heat in your body as we take a nice deep inhale, the deepest inhale we've taken so far today, breathing in, absorbing that heat, that fire energy from earth, the way it moves through earth into our body. With the first exhale, we're just going to allow ourselves to let go, completely let go. Nice big exhale. Making space. Yeah, really good. Making space to take more in. And now we're going to breathe in again. Breathing in, feeling that fiery core come into our own body. Noticing what areas of our body are beginning to heat up. And as we exhale, receiving that earth energy, receiving that lit up, active energy in every cell of our body. Taking notice, for me, I can feel the energy really boosting. I want to talk faster. That's how it first comes in for me. Again, breathing in, receiving that fire up into the body. Breathing it in. And as we exhale, it's with the intention for that fire to go exactly where it's needed in our body. We don't have to know or force or control it, trusting the energy itself, trusting the consciousness of our body, and letting that energy flow where it's needed. Good. One more inhale from earth, breathing in from the root, receiving that fiery energy from earth, pulling it all the way up into the body with the inhale. And with this next exhale, we're going to intentionally send the energy up into the head, up toward the crown, allowing that fire to move up into the head and feeling the crown open to receive even more energy. So our next inhale, we're going to be breathing in not from the feet, but from the top of the head, opening to receive more of that solar energy from the sun itself. So breathing in now that solar energy, the energy from the sun, the fire that helps things grow, breathing that in. And as we exhale, allowing every cell, every organ, every bit of our being to receive that energy. Yes, so good. So good. Next inhale, we're breathing in simultaneously from root and from crown, from earth and from the sun, breathing in that fire energy from both those sources that are feeding us. And as we exhale, feel that light, that fire, as it lands within us. Take notice of how it feels. Can we feel a glow of energy? Is there a brightness behind our closed eyes? Is there a brightness that we can feel within us? Again, breathing in the fire from earth, breathing in the fire from the sun. And as we exhale, feeling into that flame as it moves through us, moves through our being, our consciousness, noticing where does that light want to exit from? Where does it want to extend from us, shine from us? Good. Again, breathing in to source that fire. Just breathing in from earth, breathing in from heaven. And exhaling to allow ourselves to receive and shine that fire from us. Yes, so good. So good. One more breath, just like that. Breathing in the energy of summer, the energy of action, the energy of sunshine. and exhaling to know we are a part of this activity. We are a part of this productivity. We are a part of it all. One more breath like that. Breathing in the sun from below and above. And then as we exhale, exhaling into the sun that shines from within. That fiery light that exists within the solar plexus right in the center of our core. Again, breathing in, receiving the fire from earth, the fire from the sun as we inhale. And as we exhale, allowing all of that fire energy to pool within our sun, our source of fire, our solar plexus. Yes. Woo, really good. And from this place, let's just take a moment, let the breath come to a natural space and take notice of what we feel inside. What is our temperature feeling like? What are our thoughts feeling like? Don't get fixated on the thoughts, but just notice, are they slow? Are they fast? Are they within my body, without my body? Do I feel an urge to move or to settle deeper in where I'm at? And then from this place of awareness, connect in again with your inner flame. Connect with that part in the solar plexus, your fire. Take notice of it. How big does it feel? How warm? What's the temperature of it? How does it want to move? Does it want to get bigger? In which case, do you want to breathe in more of that fire energy from earth and heaven? Or does the fire actually want to come down a little bit? Does it want to be balanced? So just take a moment and breathe into that awareness within you. For me, I can feel the fire, the heat, the warmth that wants to be balanced. For you, it might want to grow. Whatever you're feeling, there's no right or wrong. It's accurate for you in this moment. From this place of connection, we're now going to call upon the other elements. From the place of wisdom within our body, from this flame that exists within us, let this flame invite in the element that will best support it here and now. So breathing in again with the awareness in the solar plexus, with the awareness with your own inner fire. And just allow this fire to ask of you what it needs. Does it need the cool down of water? Does it need the structure of earth? Does it need the focus or amplification of air? And whatever it's needed, with our next breath, that element comes to you in the way that will best serve you in this here and now moment. Breathing that in, opening to receive. And as we exhale, allowing that element to come in and join with you, merge with you, with every cell, every bit of you. Excellent. One more breath, just like that. Breathing in to receive this element. And exhaling to allow it to merge with the fire itself. Yes, creating that homeostasis within you. Yeah. We'll do one more breath like that. Breathing to receive. And breathing to embody. Yeah. So good. Taking notice of what's happening inside of you. Taking notice of the temperature within you. Taking notice of any sensation, the sense of feeling grounded, present here on this earth. Taking notice of your own sense of motivation, your own sense of self, your own sense of presence in this here and now moment. Giving thanks to yourself for this intention, for this breath, for this connection. Giving thanks to Mother Earth below. Giving thanks to Father, Sun, and universe above. Giving thanks to the element of fire and the season of summer for the light that helps things grow, the fire that creates, that amplifies, that detoxifies, and giving thanks for all the other elements that come in to create balance, to create fullness, to create you here and now. Gently wiggling your fingers and toes. And when you feel ready, floating open your eyes. Happy summer, my friends.
Happy summer. Oh, that was gorgeous. Thank you so much, Raquel. She is the greatest. Go follow her on Instagram, Our Infinite Nature Raquel. It's R-A-C-H-A-E-L. I hope you're celebrating the summer solstice in some way. I usually have a summer solstice party. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll probably see me dancing around in a flower crown. If you're interested in making a flower crown for yourself, I have a flower crown tutorial on YouTube that teaches you and walks you through how to make it. In the summer, I like to pick local wildflowers on my property and make a little crown as an honoring to the earth. We have a pond. We normally get a bunch of our friends together and just kind of celebrate the earth and the longest day of the year and celebrating in community. I hope you're doing something to celebrate the summer solstice. We also have a summer solstice meditation on our YouTube channel that you're welcome to enjoy and kind of tap into the earth's energy. It's like 10 minutes long. And I hope this episode helps you. It's really just an invitation to connect deeper with the earth. I think our world needs to connect deeper with the earth on such a incredible level. And I think the gardeners, the plant parents, the houseplant parents are going to be the people that lead the way for this reconnection with earth. And I hope this episode helps. If you have feedback on the episode, if you have requests for future episodes, my door is always open. You can DM me at Growing Joy with Maria. I'm also going to be cataloging my gardening journey on my socials this summer. And you can always email me at maria@growingjoywithmaria.com. And my plant friends, I hope that this week with your plants, with your garden, however you're celebrating the summer solstice, you keep growing joy. Plant friend, thank you for tuning in today. It means so much to me that I get to be part of your planty journey. If you like what you heard, make sure you're subscribed to the show so you never miss an episode. We have so many incredible interviews and solo episodes on incredible houseplant and gardening topics that you will not want to miss this year. And while you're over there in the podcast player subscribing, why don't you click over to the review section of Growing Joy with Plants and leave us a review? Reviews are tremendously helpful for the growth of the podcast, so thanks in advance. If you're looking for more opportunities to grow as a plant parent with Growing Joy content, we've got so many options for you. First, I highly recommend you taking the Plant Parent Personality Test. It's free. It's super fun. It takes 3 minutes to complete. At the end of the test, you're going to get your plant parent personality profile and a curated list of plants, projects, and podcast episodes that are right up your alley, tailored just for you and your lifestyle, inspired by your results. The links are in the show notes. If you're looking to uplevel your plant parent game, I have so many free downloads on my website that I think could help you, like the Understanding Natural Light download or 9 different ways to green up your office space. If you'd like to support the show monetarily and help me bring the show to as many people as possible for free, you can head to our Patreon link in the show notes to learn more about our offerings. And finally, I invite you to come hang out with me and continue the planty conversation on social media, on Instagram and TikTok. I'm Growing Joy with Maria. My DMs are always open if you have requests for topics or ideas for the show. Thank you again for listening. It is truly my honor and delight to help you keep blooming and keep growing joy.
Plant friends, propagate knowledge, and grow some freaking joy. That's the motto of the Growing Joy Garden Society app and platform, otherwise known as the plantiest and kindest corner of the internet. If you've been an OG listener or a longtime listener, you might also know this app and platform as the Bloom and Grow Garden Party, but with the rebrand, we've rebranded it to the Growing Joy Garden Society. No trolls allowed, kind plant friends only. And if you haven't heard about the society yet, Plant Friend, you got to join. It's my online community that you can access via iOS or Android app or on your computer that I built to connect our international community of plant friends so we can all nerd out together about plants and celebrate our passion for our beloved plant babies. We have members literally all over the world. I'm so in love with this community of sweet plant friends. I can't say enough amazing things about them. But also, there's a lot of really cool features about the app you might be interested in. There's dedicated hashtags to all sorts of different subsects of planty passions like houseplants, gardening, plant-inspired DIY projects, growing joy, plants and pets, and so many more. There's a plantrepreneur group, so if you're a planty entrepreneur and you want to connect with other planty entrepreneurs, you can join that group to connect and network. There's a plant swap section. Plus, the entire app, and this is my favorite part, is entirely searchable. So say you want to learn more about Hoya, you type the word Hoya into the search bar, and literally every post ever created about Hoya will pop up. So you can click in, see what other people have been posting about Hoya, and learn on your own and crowdsource hair information. It's so cool. But last but not least, it's an amazing way to support the show. Your monthly membership not only goes to sustaining the platform, but it also supports my team of editors, writers, and a community manager that help the world of Bloom and Grow keep growing. So come join us. All you got to do is go to jointhegardensociety.com and sign up for the community plan. Once again, you go to jointhegardensociety.com and click the community plan. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test. Because, plant friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible. So I made this cutie little plant parent personality quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about 5 key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right houseplants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results.
Listen, there isn't any one way to be a Black girl. We aren't a monolith, and sometimes we can really use a community to help take on life together. What is going on, beautiful people? I'm Tyra the Creative, and I host the Affirmations for Black Girls podcast, a resource that I truly wish I had when I was growing up. I created the Affirmations for Black Girls community to foster a safe space for women who may find themselves feeling alone going through life's daily struggles. A space where we can be more open for the sake of a healthier future. And we like to keep it real raw and regular over here, okay? Life likes to hand us all kinds of lemons and limes. And through honest discussions, AFBG guides listeners through topics like relationships, faith, career, self-love, and personal development with a healing affirmation attached to every episode. By taking a moment to slow down, we encourage listeners to reflect on their emotions and personal experiences in order to move forward with a little extra understanding. And through all the laughs and all the tears, AFBG is here for you, girl. So here's a quick affirmation for y'all. Allowing myself to be open to new things is a form of self-care. Let's say it one more time together. Allowing myself to be open to new things is a form of self-care. Again, y'all, this is the Affirmations for Black Girls podcast. Check us out every Monday wherever you get your podcasts. I hope to see you soon.